You are now watching the Biz to Biz podcast with Alan and Justin.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Justin live from B2B Vault, the Biz to Biz podcast, sponsored by Nationwide Payment Systems, hosted by this guy, the Tommy Chong of payment processing himself, Alan Kopelman. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing CBD, the THC craze, and payment processing in regards to payment processing. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You feeling done a little better?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
You're recovering?
I am.
Slowly?
Recovering, yes, as best as I can.
Yeah, it was a little crazy week last week. Justin was out sick and ran down to go see a couple of trade shows, visited the Alternative.
The Alternative Product Expo.
Yeah.
How was it?
I got a little sticker shock when I went to park my car, and it was $41 to park my car.
At least it wasn't $100.
No, at least it wasn't $100. Yeah, Miami Beach, they're charging, without a Florida driver's license, $100 to park your car.
Spring Breakers.
Yeah, Spring Breakers.
They all come to Fort Lauderdale. That's what they're
doing. Oh, yeah. Now it's like it's going crazy. Like, I have a couple of bars in downtown Fort Lauderdale. I mean, one of them did like $86,000 in sales the other night.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, they're making a mint down there. I mean, I see pictures of, like, you know, Fort Lauderdale Beach, and then like the whole downtown area where there's a few bars over there.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the streets closed. It's packed.
Yeah, my daughters went to the beach on Sunday for a couple hours, and they got kicked out. They were shutting the beach down. It was super early. Like, they were back home by like 5 o'clock.
Well, they probably want to get everybody off the beach before it gets dark.
That's crazy.
Either that or there was just too many people.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of people, she said. They got lucky and found parking across the street over there by the firehouse.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the expo was pretty cool. A lot of vape products. Tons of vape products. A lot of distributors there, manufacturers, but a lot of, like, just people who distribute, you know? Saw somebody that had like a franchise smoke shop.
Oh, nice.
That was interesting. I've never really seen, you know, there've been some CBD franchises around, and they had a big booth set up, you know.
Yeah, guys I know in Wisconsin, Milwaukee has a franchise smoke shop called Knuckleheads. He's got one in Milwaukee, one in Madison. I think they got one in Green Bay now. We managed a website for them for a long time, but they switched to whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. The other thing that was weird was there was a lot of Kratom products, which I thought was interesting. More than, you know, we've been to that show, what now? This would be the third.
Yeah.
The third year, and there's like a way more Kratom than Kratom drinks and Kratom gummies and Kratom pills. And
you were talking about a lot of mushroom stuff too.
Yeah, there was some mushrooms, not as much as there was last year. Last year there was mushrooms everywhere. Remember, there was like a lot of stuff with mushrooms. And there was,
I love shrooms.
And there there was quite a few like drinks. But it was funny, I was talking to a client of ours, and they make a drink. And they were telling me the big problem right now they're having is you know, shipping the drink is just so expensive.
Why?
The freight, the gas.
Oh.
The freight, like someone gets a
gas
pallet.
Is hella expensive right now, man.
So it's, and diesel's even more expensive. So they were just telling me they were like, they're really trying to concentrate on their local, you know, where they're making it, so for local delivery, because beyond that, it's getting too expensive for people.
That makes sense.
Like, the freight is almost as much as the product.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like they're shipping.
Yeah, making
truck
plenty of that.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, they're not shipping like an entire truckload. You know, people that can move a whole truck, obviously, it's much less expensive for them.
Right.
Maybe they own the trailer, you know. So then if you're just shipping a pallet somewhere, it can, you know, it gets kind of pricey.
I bet.
And, you know, when I was there was a big booth in the front, because apparently there's some bills that are being proposed in the state of Florida concerning vaping and nicotine products, and I wanted to read more about it, and it makes sense. It's just more rules about, you know, are they selling this stuff to kids? And that's kind of the big issue.
What about cigarettes? What about alcohol? I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
Just to me, like, the powers that be with this whole CBD and THC thing is just so, I don't know, I say it all, that's just ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, so we're going to, I know for a fact my daughter goes to the store and buys tobacco products.
Right.
She's 16 years old.
Okay.
Like, I guarantee you if she asked for the CBD or the THC vape, they'd sell it to her.
Right. Well,
they don't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, I think, like, if there's an age requirement for product, then the state should just make a law that businesses have to check everybody's ID and use a point of sale system that checks the ID, and then do the best that they can. I mean, there's supposed to be rules against that. I know, like, where I live in Coral Springs, like, they busted a bunch of smoke shops. They sent, like, underage people in there, the cops, and then they go bust the smoke shop.
By my wife's school, they did that when she was working, what's the name of that school? Anyway, she was working at a school, and all the kids were going to this local smoke shop. And, because she was doing this, anyways, they had, like, every time the kids would come to school, they would check their bags.
Right.
And, well, I don't know how they would check their bags, or how, you know, someone would snitch, obviously.
Right.
But he's smoking. Or whatever. You know, these are young kids, so. And they had, like, a whole bag of vapes. And so then the police, the sheriff got involved, and they ended up, you know, going into that smoke shop. It was literally right around the corner from the school. So, back when I was a kid, it was really hard. Like,
oh, you couldn't.
I've been smoking weed since I was, like, 12, right?
Okay.
So when we started smoking blunts, like, to go to the corner store and get a cigar was next to impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, I had a beard by the time I was 14.
Okay.
So I was the designated buyer. Like, I could buy liquor.
You looked older.
I could buy everything. But even then, it was still really difficult. So it's like, what has changed?
I think just the attitude of the people that own the stores, and maybe the economy. People are a little bit more desperate to make money, and they're just,
so I think you're
not IDing people.
I don't think it's the attitude. I think it's the fact that the stores aren't operated by the owners anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
because when you would go to the liquor store or the gas station, exactly, and they owned it.
Right.
They owned that store, and so they weren't letting the bullshit ride. Right. You know what I mean? They weren't letting you, well, they were letting us stand outside, but you know what I mean? Like, there was things that, there was just stuff in place, like, that it's just messed up.
Yeah, they just, you know, they just, like, But some of the stuff has to do with like the packaging, which we can't, like when we get a website and somebody's selling CBD
Lucky
or vapes,
Charms
vapes online or food with CBD in it, it can't be packaged up to look like it's
candy,
like it's looking for kids, you know.
It still is product. Though when you go to this, when you go to the smoke shops,
yeah, but
everything looks like it's bright, it's got cartoon characters on it.
Well, they've had to clean it up because the government like banned a bunch of products, and then now they have to, they, you know, the FDA has to approve any of these vape products, flavored vapes and or nicotine vapes. And that's, you know, the other issue is, you know, some of these smoke shops, the people that work there are teenagers, and maybe they don't know this product has nicotine in it, this one doesn't have nicotine in it, and things like that. I mean, it takes a lot of education. I was talking to somebody, they were telling me to work in the marijuana shop, you have to go to the school, you know, dispensary, you have to go to school and you have to learn all the terms, and you have to pass like a test and get a special
card. To own
a
dispensary?
No, to work in the dispensary. You have to have some special card if you want to work in the dispensary.
In Florida.
Yeah, you have to learn all the terms of the sativa. I don't know all the different kinds, but you have to learn all of that. And then you get a special card. Then that enables you that you're educated on the products.
Interesting.
So that, you know, that was interesting, you know, but I think like, you know, like I talked to a lot of owners of smoke shops, and, you know, we know they sell everything in there. Convenience stores sell everything under the planet in there. You walk into liquor stores, they're selling tobacco products, vapes, kratom, and everything. I mean, there's not a lot you can control in the retail environment. Online, there's more to control. I think that the federal government has to step in on this whole issue of CBD and hemp. And they need to say, hey, the farm bill is the farm bill, and the states cannot go and change everything, because now there's a whole bunch of states you can't ship like CBD to Louisiana. You can't ship, you know, Delta products into some states.
Because how the hell, like,
no, you can buy it there.
But my point is, like, yo, if you look at the weed,
right.
And you say, oh, yeah, this is CBD.
Right.
How the hell does this, you can't tell the difference between CBD. Well, I can because I'm a veteran. But, like, the CBD and THC, like, that's like when the sheriff from Florida, wherever his name is, he told the you know, there's like a, there was like a whole news thing about it. Like he said, don't even waste your time if you smell weed, because there's no way for us to differentiate
right.
the two.
Right. Oh, yeah, that guy up by Orlando or Tampa.
And he's right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, like, how the hell, like, you know, a friend of mine is starting a THCA company.
Right. That was, there was a lot of that there, too, the THCA. I don't even know
what it looks just like regular weed.
I know.
So it's like,
oh yeah, all the flower, it looks flat. You can see the CBD flower, hemp flower. It all looks pretty much like the same.
Not hemp flower. Hemp flower looks like the dirt weed you'd smoke when I was 12.
Yeah, I'm just saying it looks like marijuana.
Yeah, it does look like marijuana. I mean, you can't, to a guy who's like never, you know, seen weed or something before, and yeah, I mean, they couldn't tell the difference for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just, you know, I just think like, you know, the federal government just needs to have, you know, okay, these are the rules and that's it. And all the states have to follow the same rules. And, you know, the same thing we do. Like, we get people, they sell Delta products on their website. We're like, listen, as long as your report shows it's derived from hemp, right? And it's below the 0.3 or 0.03, right, on the THC level, you can sell all the Delta that you want on your
website. What about the THCA?
Yeah, as long as it tests for below 0.03 or 0.3, whatever people call it, you know, everybody calls it something different. As long as the tests test out, it's fine. It's the low level of
THC. I'm calling bullshit. Well, I'm calling super bullshit.
As long as they have,
because I smoke some.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is,
right?
But I was high as a kite.
Okay.
Like,
I'm not saying no. I'm saying there's apparent. I'm just saying, like, as long as everything tests for what it's supposed to be, you can sell it online. So, I mean, the people who are selling the stuff online and not putting tests on their website, they're selling it on Square, then they get kicked off Square and they contact us, and I go, well, you have to have tests. They all have to be within 12 months, and you have to test at, you know, each batch that you do, you have to have tests for. And, you know, and you have to have the COAs on your site. And then they get mad. Oh, Square didn't make us do that. Well, now Square shut you off. There's a reason, because you're either selling something you're not supposed to be selling on there, you know, and things like that. So, you know, the other thing that's I thought was a little crazy at the show, there was a lot of companies there with these machines to make, like, different molds, you know, with food. You know, like Jell-O and gummies and chocolates.
Dude, the fact that people are at home make it. Listen, to all you Betty Crockers out there, I'm going to say it, like, don't just be making gummies and chocolates and edibles and then handing them out to people, because that shit is not okay.
Yeah, the thing that's messed up about the food products is the dosing. So you're making exactly. A big bowl of Jell-O, right? And you're mixing it all up, but then you don't know unless you're individually putting the drops of the CBD into
each. I don't think you can do that.
Right. No, you can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I was watching a guy, he had a video, and I was like, well, you don't know. One piece of chocolate could have all the CBD in it that you just dumped in there.
Your oven's a little cockeyed. All of that oil is going to go this way.
Right.
And so the cookies or the brownies on this side of the pan are going to be ridiculously potent.
Yeah, that's why the FDA is, like, seriously freaking out, because the dosing is not accurate, and that's a problem. I showed Justin, there was a sign at the thing, and it said,
we're not responsible for, you know, be mindful of what you consume.
Right.
Because it's going to be potent. You know what I mean? We can't
guarantee the potency.
Yeah.
So be careful what you consume. And there was a very little amount of, from the first year to the second year to the third year, there was very little stuff being handed out. The first year we went, me and Justin ate a bunch of chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And we were high as a kite when we came back to the office.
Yeah, I was worried about driving home with you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but
it kind of hit us.
At least
later.
it was just in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
But that, I remember
hearing about that person.
People were, like, just falling out. Then last year when we went, the same thing happened to somebody. Someone else passed out. Right. So I'm sure that's why Fort Lauderdale was like, we're not doing this.
They had it in Miami, but they were not handing out stuff at all. Like, you had to ask people. They weren't really giving out samples of anything.
No, I'm sure they were, but
no, it was like on the low. You had to ask specifically, oh, can I try that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't, like, when we went, they were just handing out brownies and chocolates. There was a few people smoking, not a lot, not as much as in the past.
Yeah, last year when we went, they were smoking outside. It was kind of a cool vibe, but the first year was definitely like a...
It was a wild, wild west that first year.
That was a good turnout. The displays for the, you know, different products, I mean, companies, that was interesting to see how much money that they were putting into that stuff.
Oh, yeah, there was definitely a couple of very big booths, like Cake had a big booth. There was a couple other companies that I never heard of.
Was Cake done?
Yeah, they were there. Yeah, not as massive of a booth because wasn't in the.
Well, they're big. They're pretty. They're right. Mom and pop stores now. They're everywhere.
So there was, but there was a lot of, like, vape people selling, like, the actual, like, vape pens.
I'm not hating on cake. I just can't believe that they're getting away with that, their logo, because it's so close to cookies.
Yeah, it's a little nuts. But the but there was a lot of companies there selling.
Like, was cookies there?
Probably, yeah. There was so many booths, you know, but it was a lot of people selling all different kinds of.
Because cookies just launched their CBD website, so you can buy like the cookies brand.
Right.
For all you kids out there, never mind.
No, so the, you know, so now the FDA is getting cracking down on all this CBD food supplements and all that. I mean, there was, you know, the other thing is, you know, now the vape products have to be approved by the FDA. So, you know, any stuff that's on like people's websites, you know, we make sure that they're on the list of the FDA approved products now.
Really?
Yeah, because any smoking stuff and. Yeah, they're cracking down on like on the devices too. For some reason, there's like something going on with devices.
And because the devices those devices, they're like there's like mercury. No, I can't remember what it is. There's something in the coil.
Yeah, there's something in the something
the
in
heating some, element.
Yeah, the heating element.
And
right,
that's getting people sick.
Right.
So, I told all my kids, I don't vape. I don't use right. this pen or anything. I used to, but. I remember one time I hit a vape and I'm like, tastes like metal.
Yes, some of them, that's why they're cracking down on. Another thing they did at the show, I don't know if they did it last year, they gave away that $100,000 giveaway.
Oh, wow.
That and it had it all piled up at the front of the thing when you came in. So all the vendors there
had to put in
the
kitty.
And that was a huge thing. And then I was trying to find it on Instagram. Who won, but you had to be present, you had to have a store.
Oh.
And someone won $100,000 worth of inventory.
Nice.
That I was like, wow, that's crazy.
For free.
Yeah, for free. Just for attending the show.
That definitely was a game changer forever, whatever.
If I would, I would have brought my whole family and registered.
If they let you.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know if they, yeah. Yeah, it was just like everybody who attended the show was entered in. And there were other prizes, too. And they gave away the $100,000. Somebody who has a store won 100 grand of inventory.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Congratulations to whoever won that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But it was, you know, it was quite, it's always interesting, you know, when you talk. There was like, we saw somebody there a couple of years ago, and they had like a special container to put your product in so you could get it through the airport.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody else there with a similar type of thing. And there was a lot of companies from...
Put that shit in your bag and check it.
There was a lot. Apparently, like, I have some friends of mine from California, so like, oh, and you leave California and you travel to another state, you could bring all the marijuana that you want.
That's not true.
Well, that's
but what, they don't care. The right. People in Cali aren't checking your bag for weed.
So they were
saying, checking your bag for drug, like hard drugs, guns,
pills,
explosives,
cocaine, fentanyl.
Yeah, shit like that.
But right.
Yeah, the homie who lives out west, every time he flies back home, you know, I mean, to Milwaukee, you know what I mean? He always brings a little treat. But
so
as long as it's not over, like, a quarter pound or whatever.
So they were, but they were telling me when you're traveling back, especially from Florida.
No.
They said you can't put it in your luggage.
I left Florida last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything with me, but I smelled like weed.
Right.
And the sheriff pulled me out of the blind.
Right.
Almost made me miss my flight.
Uh-oh.
I was so pissed off. Like, they were checking my bag like I was Boston George. Like, word. I was like, what is this for, bro? I had a backpack. Like, right. That's it. I pack light. I don't,
yeah.
I got stuff back in Milwaukee, so I don't have to travel, you know what I mean,
right.
My stuff. So it's like, yo, like, dude, I'm trying to get on my plane. He's like, I don't know. And he said something, and next thing you know, there's another person over there. They're swabbing my laptop. I'm like, dude, whatever. That's what made me go get my medical license.
When I was with my mom going to the airport, my mom takes like 100 vitamins a day, right? So my mom has her carry-on bag. In the carry-on bag is like this lunch bag. And then the lunch bag is baggies full of pills. Breakfast baggie, lunch baggie,
buy your mom dinner bag.
No, she's taking like 100 pills a day. So she's got, you know, she's got all these baggies.
Supplements,
yeah. So they're unpacking the bag. They go through the x-ray. They're like, oh, please step to the side. And then my mom had a pacemaker, and she had pins put in her hip. So she can't go through the x-ray machine. My mom's cracking jokes. She's like, oh, you don't know the last time I had a pat down. Like, come on, mom. And they're checking all the pills.
I ain't gonna lie, the last time I got a pat down, I felt hella violated inside of Fort Lauderdale.
And then my mom was like, please, she told the lady, why do you have to do this?
Good for her. I remember the guy, I looked at the guy like, dude, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious, bro? Like, I was getting upset. Like, my wife had to come over to me. And
yeah, you know what?
She could see it in my face like I was about to snap.
The last time I traveled, I didn't know this. So I went through the x-ray machine. And then they're like, oh, you got to go back through again. And then the guy's like, because I had like drawstring pants on. He's like, oh, put the drawstrings on the outside because it was setting off the machine. Like it looked like I was traveling belts,
the belt that you don't have to take off.
Right.
Like I had, like I am, because I don't like that. Right.
Right.
I want to get where I'm going.
Exactly.
That's one of the main reasons I hate flying is the, I'm not a security risk, or I am not a drug smuggler, right? Or a smuggler of any sort. So, like, when I go to the airport, I have my stuff, my bag is packed very cleanly. It's all rolled nicely, organized. So when I have to undo that because of whatever.
Oh, they undid my mom's whole, like, lunch thing. Then my mom's over there explaining to them what all the pills are. And all this stuff.
Yeah, my
dad used to. And I was like, come on. And they're taking the little swab and they're swabbing the inside. Like, what do they think? My mom's carrying like fentanyl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she's a mule.
Yeah. She doesn't know what she's doing.
She's got a whole thing of pills.
Somebody convinced her to get on the plane.
And then I had to.
Her grandson said, hey, grandma, take this on the plane for me.
Yeah. Then my mom didn't want to do the wheelchair, but I had to get her to do the wheelchair because she was walking. We had to go so far in the airport. And I was like, you know, you're not going to. She was getting tired. So we ended up.
Well, anyway. Traveling with weed is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Last time I left Florida, I had some weed and it was all good. So.
Ha ha. TSA, watch out for Justin.
Yep.
No, so it's just I just don't understand why the federal government just doesn't make set rules, you know, make set rules already. Set rules on cannabis, set rules for the CBD hemp industry. And just make everything set on a federal level.
Exactly. Just make this shit legal in all the 50 states?
Yeah.
In all 50 states. I don't know why I always want to say 52. What does that mean?
No, people get confused because you have the 48 states, and then you have Alaska and Hawaii makes 50.
I know. So it's like I want to say 50. That's why. Anyway.
That's why some people.
Just make this shit legal in every state and nobody wants to take their stuff.
Right.
Then you go to where you're at and you'll try what's there and it'll boost the economy.
Exactly.
But what do I know?
Yeah, just make it, you know, and they're also, I think, trying to vote in Florida too to bring recreational.
Oh, it's happening.
Marijuana to Florida. Yeah, it's definitely.
Everybody
happening.
I talk to is like, they're actually ramping up for that. That's one of the reasons why my friend is launching a TACA company.
Right.
So he can already have like a foothold. You know what I mean, in the game. So it's smart. I think it's a good idea. I mean, Florida's just how much money you think they could have been making during spring break right now? Oh, they could be repaving every road, fixing every bridge.
Exactly.
Repaving the interstates.
Want a part two? Get us to 5 likes.